graduation, I think, was unfortunate because it was, you know, it was after graduation had already happened and it was the first year. So, of course, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was definitely successful. Students in the class of 2014 are the best prepared class of Rhode Island students that we've ever had. I feel very confident about the effect that that policy had on our students' success. At the same time, I think that now that we've gone through that and people have seen that it can work and it will be okay, that between now and 2017 for some districts or 2020 for all districts, I think Rhode Islanders just have to be focused on that date and not blink again and really say, we're going to do this and we're going to be ready and it will be okay. It was okay in 2014. It will certainly be okay in 2020.
What do you make, Deborah Gist, of the controversy that we're now seeing over this new test, the PARC test, and this movement urging parents to opt out of the test, take your kids out of the testing?
I think all parents want to know how their child is doing. And knowing how your child is doing relative to other children is really helpful. A standardized test doesn't tell you everything about how your child is doing, but it is an important part of the whole picture. And I like to think of it as sort of like an annual checkup at your pediatrician. You don't not go to your pediatrician if your child is feeling well. You go because that annual checkup is important. And I think the same thing is true for an annual assessment. It gives you a snapshot. And on the new PARC assessment, you know, it shows how your child is doing, how your child and the district are doing compared to the state, and how the state is doing compared to all the other PARC states, which includes Massachusetts, you know, arguably the best public education system in the country, Maryland, depending on how you look at it, the other best state in the country in terms of public education, you know, New Jersey, Ohio, many other states as well.
So maybe not the most fun thing in the world, but we still need to do it.
I don't think anybody loves tests. I don't know. I don't. My husband oddly does, but he's one of the few kind of people like that. But I think that, you know, we all recognize that they play a role in our lives. You have to take a test to do so many things in life. You have to take a test to become a teacher. You have to take a test to become a lawyer, to become a doctor, an electrician, to get a driver's license. I mean, tests are one way that we use to determine whether people have a certain body of information or skills. And so doesn't tell you whether you're going to be the best doctor or the best teacher, but it does assess a certain body of knowledge that you have. And I think the same thing is true in our schools.
Looking back at the last 5 to 6 years, do you have any regrets, anything you would have done differently, anything you wish you had done that you didn't get to?
Well, the way that I lead and the way that I view myself as a leader, it's really about constant and ongoing reflection and correcting as we go along. So, you know, definitely there are things that I would do differently, things that I would look back and think, well, wow, I really wish I had asked more questions or had more information. I think, you know, Central Falls is a great example. I didn't know that the teachers in Central Falls didn't have all the information that they should have had before their teachers union leader made the decision she did and resulting in the action on the Board of Trustees in Central Falls about those notifications to teachers and all of that. That was shocking to me. I think that that was a really difficult professional experience for me, and I'm sure pales in comparison to how that was for the teachers and those who were there at the time. You know, the good news is that that team has rallied together, and while they still have a long way to go, they have made impressive gains.
Any advice you would give, Deborah Gist, to the next Commissioner of Education in Rhode Island?
You know, I think that Rhode Island is in such a great place right now. We've gone through some really difficult things and done some really important work. Much of it, I don't think we'll really start to see the benefits of for a while. So, for example, huge investments in high-quality curriculum in our schools. I think the biggest piece of advice I would give to the next commissioner is to listen to the community and specifically to pay attention to the work of the Ambassador Design Team, which is a group of Rhode Islanders, teachers, principals, parents, students, business leaders, and others who've come together to draft the new strategic plan for education for the state. It needed to be a plan that was developed by Rhode Islanders for Rhode Islanders. They're doing really good work. They're working incredibly hard. And I very much hope that the next Commissioner of Education engages deeply with that group.
Well, Deborah Gist is Rhode Island's outgoing Commissioner of Education and the new Superintendent of Tulsa Public Schools. Thanks for speaking with me and best of luck in your new position.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.